Conservative estimates suggest that we could be outnumbered by 7-1, said Ramoska. Eyes widening, Greg uttered a low whistle. He glanced over at Ash, who was watching the screen with a thoughtful smile on his face. Then, for some reason, Greg's mood changed, and he found himself striving not to laugh out loud.
"We shall send to you the latest reports on the likely composition of the Hegemony and Earth-Sphere fleets," said the Emissile Commander. "When our fleet arrives, the predominant commander will wish to meet with us all. Therefore, you should be attired accordingly. In the meantime, we must attend to essential repairs."
The image of Ramoska vanished, to be replaced by a wide-angle shot of the vicinity, including Darien and the forest moon Niviesta. Dynamic tags floated around the image border. Updates on debris density per 100 cubic kilometres. Some tags identified the locations of bodies.
7-1 sounds worse than the actuality, Ash said. Strange things happen during battle. Witness our most recent encounter. And anyway, so far the space around Darien has been a graveyard for starships. I think that the Hegemony is going to learn a painful lesson here.
And Earthsphere? What will they learn?
Ash shrugged.
To choose better allies, perhaps?
As the Tigran officer went off to talk to his techs, Greg stared up at the screen, at Darien, hanging in space, looking just then more beautiful than he could remember. If I asked Ash for permission to return to Darien, he would probably allow it. Yet here am I, on a captured Hegemony warship, mentally preparing myself for more fighting against insane odds. And just then, he found himself picturing Catriona listening in on his thoughts, her face lit up with a sceptical smile.
"Oh, hey, Mr. Cameron. And what makes you so special that these fine, brave Tigran soldiers just kinda leap into the lion's mouth without you, eh? Tell me that, if you will."
And he imagined himself replying,
"Well, I don't think I could sit down there, safe and powerless, while Darien's fate is being decided up here. I might die, but if Darien lives on, then that'll be okay. But what if I lived through it all and Darien was wiped out? I couldn't bear that. Losing you and home. So you see, a leap into the lion's mouth may not be such a bad option if you give it something that's really hard to chew."
Chapter 18. Robert. At the edge of everything, it began as a hiss, a sough soft as a faint breeze touching long grass. Slight variations crept in, made it sound like a long, whispered conversation overheard from the far end of a great hall. When, at last, it was loud enough to wake him properly, he had already arrived at the realization that he was lying on something padded at the bottom of a boat, and his ears were full of the sound of rushing waters. Carefully, Robert Horst sat up. Sheer grey cliffs loomed to either side, while some distance back, the way he had come, was an immense arched portal, perhaps 100 feet high, and set into the rocky sides of the deep gorge.